You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. As we've been reporting all morning, Congress gets down to business trying to iron out the details of a $700 billion bailout program for world markets. And if statements out of the White House and Congress are to be believed, they're going to do it in the waning weeks and hours of the current administration and do it in just a couple of days. And who are they going to bail out? That's right, banks and holders of stocks and securities. Joining us now is John Podesta, former White House Chief of Staff in the Clinton administration, author of the book The Power of Progress. And John, who you call yourself a progressive, I got to figure this is either the best week in history to be a progressive or the worst week in history. Which is it?
Well, it's kind of sad to watch what the conservatives have wrecked upon our country, but I think it's an opportunity to move forward and try to get the economy right again by focusing ultimately on what's going on underneath all this talk in the financial markets, and focus on homeowners, trying to keep them in their homes, and trying to focus on how we restore the middle class in this country by getting jobs growing and wages growing again.
Well, let's talk about you've written a book, The Power of Progress, which is about how America's progressives can once again save our economy, our climate, and our country. The great progressive, of course, in American history is Theodore Roosevelt. And I'm wondering if you're seeing anything going on Capitol Hill reminiscent of the progressive movement in the early part of the 20th century.
Yeah, the book makes specific reference to that period of our history when people like Teddy Roosevelt and Bob La Follette in the Republican Party and Democrats ultimately capping with FDR and the New Deal really saw what was happening to workers, to small farmers in the country because of the action of the big concentrations of power, and they attacked that and broke up those concentrations of power, and they focused on, again, sort of building out that middle class. And I think this is another moment. If you listen to what's happening on Capitol Hill and the pushback that the administration's getting, it's in that zone. Limit executive pay, try to focus on keeping people in their homes, restructure the mortgages so that they can stay in their homes and not be foreclosed on. So you hear progressive voices. The question is, will they deliver the goods by the end of this week, I guess,
right?
In terms of being able to amend this bailout bill so that it doesn't just help the people on Wall Street.
Sure. Well, there's another important difference, though, between the progressive era that you're talking about in your book and this moment. I mean, back then, I don't think it was the big corporations and the railroads that called up Teddy Roosevelt and asked to be broken up.
Exactly,
in this case,
right.
The markets are asking for Congress to do something.
It's amazing how all these risk takers, once they put themselves, kind of close to the edge of the cliff, they call on Uncle Sam to kind of help them out. But look, we are where we are, and I think that in the end of the day, strong action needs to be taken to stabilize the financial markets. But I think it really needs to be done in a way that, again, restores the appropriate role for government regulation to oversee capital requirements, et cetera. We had this period in the, particularly in the last 3 or 4 years in running up to the housing crisis in which subprime lenders were able to run wild.
Mm-hmm.
Wall Street ran wild. And I think we got to restore some sanity in the system.
In terms of this week, you're saying that you're hearing some progressive voices, but given the time crunch and just the plain old timing of this happening now, what do you think the likelihood is what do you think the likelihood is that they will be able to stick to their guns?
Well, I think we will, again, we'll see that in the next 48 hours. I think that Congressman Frank, who runs the House Banking Committee, I think is on the right items, but he tried to push some of those through during the last housing bailout bill, and they got some of those included over the administration's objections. This time, I think they need to not blink, not be pressured by the cards of this time, and again, get the items that they are arguing for into the bill. I think just give a blank check of $700 billion to the Treasury without doing anything for homeowners would be a tragic mistake.
John Podesta, but why aren't we hearing, and you're leading the transition planning team for the Barack Obama campaign, why aren't we hearing from candidate Obama more of an actual worked out plan. All he's done is talk about wait and see, and we want congressional oversight. Certainly not a strong endorsement of progressive new measures for homeowners, and no plan of his own.
Well, he, you know, I think over the weekend he, you know, again, I think people are trying to digest all this information, and the Treasury threw this on the table just a couple of days ago, and everything's moving so rapidly with Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley converting themselves to the banks just yesterday. But I think Senator Obama put out the right principles over the course of the weekend. He's out campaigning, and I think again he's trying to focus on the needs of homeowners and not just the needs of of these investment bankers on Wall Street.
Henry Paulson said over the weekend, or at least suggested in a conversation with Fox News, that this bailout plan will apply to banks all over the world, not just investors here in the United States. Do you support that? And does the Barack Obama campaign support that?
Well, you know, I don't speak for the campaign, so
right. I understand
that, and don't want to get into the habit of trying to anticipate where they're going to go with respect to that.
All right. And well, then. Let me just phrase it this way. Would a progressive support that?
I think that a progressive would be skeptical about that, but I think that it depends on whether, again, those if you're talking about subsidiaries of foreign banks who have employees in the United States who are holding the kind of instruments that U.S. banks are holding, I think you have to take a look at it. But I think that that should be approached with a good deal of skepticism, and you know, otherwise, you know, we could find that what we're doing is bailing out, you know, banks and credit where so much money has moved from the United States to these sovereign wealth funds, et cetera. So I think you got to really kind of sweat the details on this one and see what exactly are they asking for.
Well,
again, this just came up yesterday right. morning, so it's a rapidly moving game.
Well, very, very rapidly moving, and not many days to sweat those details. John Podesta, Chief of Staff to President Bill Clinton from 1998 to January of 2001, author of The Power of Progress. John Podesta, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
And now we go to quick headlines from Femi Okeh.
Thanks, John. It is just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.